All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we're very happy to be joined today by Matthew Abbott, who is actually a university worker and also a branch president of the NTU branch at Federation University. So good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Just kind of start off kind of the discussion, I guess, as a university worker and an NTU member, just for our listeners, can you give us, I guess, a bit of an overview of the issues, I guess, affecting the university sector? Some of our listeners would be aware, but there was actually a big kind of, there was a big stop work action by all the Victorian universities on Wednesday, and you can read a report about it on Green Left. But yes, you can give a bit of an overview of the issues affecting the university sector. That'd be great, Matthew.
Sure thing, yeah. So, look, ours is a sector in crisis. This is tied up with the impact of the COVID period, but that wasn't really the cause of all the issues, because the issues were kind of in place before the pandemic hit. When it did, there were impacts on things like international students, also domestic students, enrollment and revenue, vice-chancellors and others on university executives kind of used the crisis as a reason or an excuse to push through lots of changes that, you know, they really wanted to make and which were and still are hugely unpopular and destructive. So we've had, you know, a crisis that has been kind of exploited by the bosses in the sector. And what we've seen is rapid job losses, you know, tens of thousands of people losing work. We've seen even further casualisation, and that's really at the heart of the problems in the sector, is the over-reliance on casual and sessional workers who are highly exploited. We've seen workloads exploding for all staff as well, including ongoing staff like me.
Yeah, thanks, Matthew. Chloe, also as one of the presenters. What can you tell us about some of the issues that are specifically affecting Federation University, which, you know, is a smaller campus compared to, well, a smaller university compared to, you know, Melbourne or Monash?
Sure, yeah. So the Fed Uni is, as you say, it's a smaller and regional institution. We had a kind of culture of pastoral care and student support that was in place, I don't know, maybe five or more years ago. A lot of that is now gone because of the kinds of actions that I mentioned before, especially casualisation and job cuts. Job cuts, of course, translate to cuts in student support services, cuts to offerings, you know, cuts to library services. You know, we've really had a program of austerity pushed through since 2020, and it's undermining the kind of institution that we're meant to be. The university senior management has really no plan for dealing with the problems that they've created, because we've actually now got very serious issues with student enrollment, both domestic and international. They say it's about the pandemic, but, you know, it's about their actions throughout the pandemic. The university is not quite at crisis point yet in terms of our own, you know, internal operations and finances, but we're in quite a bad way. And of course, that's part of the background to the dispute over pay. That's causing lots of, you know, interesting issues for us in the ongoing industrial dispute as well.
And what can you tell us about, I guess, this industrial campaign the NTU is leading, which I guess was kind of launched through that kind of stop work kind of action? And I guess what are some of the general kind of demands that has kind of been made of university management, especially in terms of a lot of the EBA kind of negotiations?
Sure, yeah. We're kind of, you know, at the pointy end of our bargaining campaign. We sort of started earlier than every other university in Victoria, so our campaign is kind of further advanced than others. The issues that we've been attacking throughout the campaign are the ones that I mentioned before, the ones that are widespread and, you know, systematic across the sector. Casualisation, of course, has been the highest priority for the NTU as a whole in this round of bargaining. We've actually got some pretty good in-principle agreement on casualisation, academic casualisation, and for general staff as well. Workloads for ongoing academic staff was a another really central issue for us, on which we have got a fairly good result. But there are still a list of issues outstanding, especially ones pertaining to our professional staff colleagues. They make up the bulk of our membership at the Federation University branch, and we're still pushing for some of the changes that are very important to them, including the right to work from home when that doesn't impact in a negative way on operations, things like proper job classification procedures, fairly basic stuff that if we win it, those things would certainly make a big difference in the lives of professional staff at Fed Uni. And then, of course, the major issue that's still outstanding and the one that's basically, unifying the whole membership and causing so much anger and discontent among staff really across the university, including non-members, is the shocking pay offer that they've covered us with, which amounts to about 2.2% a year, the lowest in the sector. If we were to accept this, and we're not going to, it would be the lowest in the sector by quite a long way in this round of bargaining. That's a shocking offer. And of course, management's blaming their financial situation, which isn't great, but it's not as bad as they say. But that issue has helped to unify the whole membership. And I think that's part of why we've seen such assertive action at our branch over the course of this week.
Thanks, Matthew. It all sounds really inspiring. Would you be able to give us your political perspective on what needs to be done next in terms of mounting this industrial fight?
Yes, so we've got a couple of bargaining meetings coming up in the next 2 weeks. I think the first one is on the 16th. After that, we're going to call an all-member meeting and basically take direction from our membership about where we're headed. A lot, I think, will depend on the pay offer. We expect they're going to increase the offer over the course of, the next week or so, or maybe they'll wait to the bargaining meeting. But we certainly expect them to increase it because the offer they've actually given has clearly got a lot of ambit in it. It's not really a serious one. It's some kind of, opening move to, demoralise and disorient, I think. But, we're sort of expecting an increase there. It's just a question of by how much.
And I guess to kind of conclude, this kind of interview, it was reported, in the kind of media that in response to these kind of the stop work action by university workers from all the Victorian kind of universities, there's obviously been now a lot more kind of pressure on universities, on university managements, and of course in the media. One kind of university, well, I'm not sure if it was a vice chancellor or some big bureaucrat in the university, in attempt to kind of make a justified kind of claim, for this sort of, for casualised contracts in the university, they stated that, you have to be good to be an academic. No one kind of has a right to be, an academic. And I guess I would like to kind of hear your kind of political viewpoints on, as like an NTU activist and a university worker, how would you actually respond to what I actually would consider a bit of a bullshit kind of claim?
Yeah, I saw that, and it's, quite typical, but also a really appalling thing to say. Of course, right now, our universities run on the labour of casual academics and casual staff in general, and of course is here claiming that those people are not good. If so, why are they being hired to carry out the bulk of the teaching work at our university? So it doesn't really stand up, but it shows the contempt that the bosses really do have for university workers, and I think academics in particular. It's one of those comments that I think will help only to fire up our union members, and I'm really excited by what was happening this week at Trades Hall, and of course at our own branch. I think the Vic division of the NTU has actually got quite a bit of fight in it, so it should be a very interesting campaign, and hopefully we can put a great deal of pressure on AHEA and the VCs and all those other bastards.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Matthew, for being on our program. And I think, all the solidarity, to your fight against, university management. And you keep up the fight in terms of the negotiations and actually, you actually win what, university workers actually win what they actually deserve.
Thanks, Jacob. Appreciate it.